They probably use that in farms too, the same type.
Okay. How about if you go to the store now just to buy some fruit or some groceries, what do they put it in?
Paper bag.
Yeah, I should be talking about now.
All right. Paper bag.
Okay. And what did they used to use? What was that thing they used to hit the horses with to get them to go faster?
Whip.
Okay. Would you know what they call the amount of meal or corn or something that you might take to mill at one time to be ground? Okay. And if a man didn't have a full load, like if he made a bunch of loads of things in his truck or wagon, and the last load wasn't quite full, would they have a term for that that you would remember?
I don't know. About that.
Okay. And nowadays, when the thing inside this light burns out, you have to buy a new what?
Lamp.
Well, the
light incandescent light.
Yeah. What do you call it?
Electric light.
Yeah. The round one. What do you call the round thing that you screw in?
Well, they call it electric light bulb.
Okay. And
light bulb. All
right. And what is it that nails came in?
Kegs used to.
Okay.
They come in cardboard boxes now.
Yeah. Okay, now if you have a keg, you got those metal things around it, what'd you call those? You know,
iron bands?
Yeah, the rounds, they're about that wide.
You call them bands?
Okay, did you ever call them anything else? Like the name of that skirt the women used to wear?
Bustles?
No, they used to wear those.
Up?
Yeah.
Up. Most of the time they call them iron bands.
Okay. In some wine bottles, what's the thing they use at the top to keep it sealed?
Cork.
Okay, if you had a bottle that wasn't, it didn't use that material, it used something similar to that. You know, let's say it had a glass, you know, it was a bottle that had a glass top. Would you call that a cork?
Well, they call it a glass stopper.
Okay, how about if it was made of something else, like, you know, maybe a stick or something?
Still a stopper.
Okay, it would only be a cork if it was made out of cork?
Yeah. You can't have a glass cork.
Okay. How about, what is it that you use to pound nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. And how about that musical instrument that people play, it's about that long and they blow it?
Mouth organ.
Okay. And how about the other one that's about, it's this sort of C-shaped and has two things you put between your teeth and play it like that? You ever seen one of those?
Yeah. I can't think of the name of the thing. They use a farmer's use that damn thing. I know it too, and I know what the name of it is. I can't think of it. It's...
Oh. Alright. You ever heard of it, I could call it
Juice harp.
Okay. I might, if I know that you...
I know what it is. It's right. Called it a juice harp. It's a mouth organ juice harp.
Right. Now, if you have a wagon and two horses, do you know what you call the long wooden piece between the horses?
I think it's a staff.
Okay. How about if you have one horse pulling a buggy? They got two wooden things that they back the horse between. You know, you got two. Do you know what they call those?
No.
Okay. And the steel outside part of a wagon wheel, the very outside part, do you know what they call it?
Rim.
Okay. And, on a wagon, you might have two horses, and each, let me see. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, do you know what they call the bar of wood that the traces, you know, they have traces that come around the horse. There's a bar of wood right in front of him that he'd be hitched to. You know what they call that? Okay.
I'm trying to say bridle, but the bridle goes around his head.
Okay. Were there very many horses on the wagon, on the island when you were young?
No.
I mean, do people still have any?
No.
That they use for
wagon? Not when I was young. There was plenty of horses on here, of course, but not during my time. Blacksmiths went out. We did have one or two blacksmiths when I was growing up, but they used to make sponge hooks and shovels and shears and stuff of that nature, rather than they did make horseshoes. We had a couple of horses running around. Even when I was in school, carrying freight around or moving packages, for person, if you wanted to move, well, they'd call this, didn't have money enough, they'd call this man with a horse and dray, and he'd move it much cheaper than the fellow would.